Well, the thousands of supporters assembled on this Simon Bolivar Square in central Bogota assisted to a remarkable twist of events this evening as President Petro stepped onto the stage, basically mumbled, took some papers out of his pocket and explained that he had just spoken to Donald Trump on the phone in the car as he was driving to the event and that he would have to change his whole speech. Indeed, everybody was expecting a frontal attack against the American president. Well, in fact, he explained that he'd spoken for 15 minutes with him and that both men had decided to meet in person with President Petro, inviting Donald Trump here in Colombia and Donald Trump inviting him to the White House. Donald Trump later confirmed that indeed he had charged Marco Rubio of organizing the meeting in a close future. President Petro also explained that he'd spoken with Delcy Rodriguez, the new leader of Venezuela, saying that there as well he would like to organize meetings, trilateral meetings, with the United States. So indeed, it was a complete shift in the whole paradigm of this crisis, with indeed President Petro saying there would be a complete change when it comes to the relationship with the United States, that the canal had been reopened, and indeed solutions could be found.